Welcome to Virtual Minds. I'm your host, Foxy Ventures, and I'm here with Shadow. And today is actually the first time I've met Shadow. We were helping our friends Polaris and Brambles with a video. And I've seen your stuff on TikTok, and I know it goes much deeper than that as far as the past of what was going on with you. I've only been following you recently. And yeah, how are you doing today, man?
Rehab was supposed to be your fresh start. Okay. I'm well. I had no idea you knew of that video. I mean, I knew that video went popular, but I had to private it for quite a few reasons. Mm-hmm. But it was already a risky post posting about my past and stuff, who I used to be and what happened to me, because you know, if I posted that, then people would know it's me, and then the same people that canceled me would try to come back.
Okay, and so, yeah. And they got you canceled because of just one thing that you said at one point?
Yeah, it was a video, and I talked about Pride Month, and I said, if just because you don't support Pride Month does not make you homophobic, you just can't see all these rainbows and transgenders and all of this shit getting thrown in your life, constantly being pushed and shoved, these ideologies that you don't really care about, like, oh, whatever, my son's gay, whatever, and these things are pushed and repeatedly shoved in your face. For somebody that's actually gay, like me and a lot of my gay friends, we can't stand it. I can't stand it. When I was in school, I couldn't stand it. When I'm at work, I can't stand it. I just, all of these rainbows everywhere, we get it, you're gay, you weren't held as a child. That's the only solution to this, is that you did not get enough attention, that is why you're a part of this, and you weren't accepted in any groups. That's why they weren't accepted as children. So the only thing that was really accepting was, hey, if you don't identify as the gender you were born as, now you'll feel more comfortable being a part of a group. Because okay. That's what kids need, is they need to be a part of something.
And you're saying that they
and that resulted
part of the, would you say, the furry fandom?
That's one way to get in the fandom.
Or just the LGBTQ, whatever. It just goes on, right?
That's one way. Or you were just born that way, like, naturally. Yeah. But, I mean, it, everybody's got their own story. I'm not trying to marginalize an entire community based off of one small little mishap of an ideology. It just depends on the person. But the majority does say that most of them, if not, every community has its insane parts, but
of course
ours is notoriously known for it. I mean the furry fandom.
Oh yeah, absolutely. So I'm guessing that really drove a I guess you say, like, a knife in your back is what it felt like after a while, because it was your community, right? It's your community, and I'm sure that you felt like you were really part of it, and then you say one thing in your opinion and just throw you under the bus. And I bet that really fucking drove at you, because whenever I see your videos and I saw the stuff that you were discussing, like the anger that you had, I could see that really hurt.
The furries never hated me. It was never the furries.
Who was
it? I mean, I took a raptor mask and I shattered it, but that was, and the only people that hated me were the other raptor mask children that were absolutely insane.
Okay, can you describe what the raptor mask thing is? Because I've never heard of it, and some of these people haven't either.
So, okay, do you know what a dino mask is? It's like the Jurassic Park ones.
Yeah.
I got that, and it was a part of a year-long plan. I was planning to do that for a long time. I loved the furry fandom for about 3 years, and I can't afford a fucking $1,500 fursuit head.
So
I was
like, fuck it.
I'm gonna make some shitty account for 6 months, and then I'm gonna shatter a mask. I knew it would work. It would take forever, but it eventually worked, and it worked too well. But surprisingly, the people that loved that video the most were the furries on VRChat, which I already was not a big part of this, but I was already here. Mm-hmm. I was already here. I was not a creator of VRChat account yet. Like, I was just here. I had already loved this game. Mm-hmm. So I was never big in it, but I was slightly known, mostly by creators. That's where I got into the creators. and I met people like Royal the Comet. And I met some really bad creators a year ago. Like, really shitty ones. Really, really self-centered, egotistical, I'm myself, I'm better than all of you shitty ones. And I will name drop any of them because I am not scared. I don't care.
Okay.
I've got the entire fandom on my back now. I'm not trying to be egotistical, but what I am saying is I do have a big fandom on my back right now. And I don't think they're against me. I think there's a couple of people who choose and pick and choose to be against me because they don't do any research. They just see, oh, this guy does interviews of screaming at people. He's obviously an asshole. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's cool. No, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, but that's, I don't care because the only people that really genuinely dislike me 10 to 1 are the adults that shake their ass for clout or do very weird things.
Ah, yes, thirst traps.
Very, very, very weird thing. Thirst traps. That is what I want to get into. I cannot stand those. I hate them. I hate thirst traps. I can't stand thirst talkers, okay? You have no creative talent to the point where you need to only idolize yourself as a whore. And then I actually have this one creator will not speak to me. Ever since I made that video about creators, like at first I spoke to them. They were super cool with me. They were super funny. They're very close friends with like my friends. So I'm constantly seeing them in lobbies. This person will not talk to me, will not speak to me, actually ignores my existence so much that they will just sit down inside of my avatar.
Did they not block
for
you?
No reason.
Did they not block you? They just left you there?
They just left me there. Every time I said hi. I just ironically, every time I see them, I'm like, hey, what's going on? And they're like, don't even look at me. Don't even acknowledge me. I'm like, oh, okay, buddy. All right, that's cool. Whatever. I don't really care about your existence either. So, their video popped up on my For You page like 2 days ago. And they made just a basic video. Just like for once in their life, made a basic video.
Okay.
And it was just a basic audio, whatever, right? And comments were, ooh, single, one-on-one, ooh, ooh, a woo, like all these weird comments. Like I'm scrolling through comments, I'm like, classic. What got me was the replies from this creator. This creator said, oh, I don't really want to be in a lewd area right now, I'm trying to get away from that. I'm like, you built your fan base on horny 30-year-old femboys that are 300 pounds. That is what you get. I built my fan base on humor, and you criticized me for it? Because my people are funny? Because my people are faithful and loyal to me, and don't just want me for the sex. Your fan base doesn't care. You have a bad day, who's gonna call you? Not them. If they're having a bad day, they're gonna call you to suck their dick. That's all there is. That's all it is. When you take this community and you see these very, very horny people, which is the majority of this community, and you start idolizing yourself as that is what you are now made of, that is what you are now surrounded by of, and that is what I now see you as.
Horny is not a personality trait.
That is the most important thing. It's not, and it's actually bad.
It is.
Any psychologist will tell you that constant masturbation and constant sex addiction is an actual illness, just like gambling, just like smoking crack. It's not as bad as smoking crack, but you got my point. So, oh, that's cool. Yeah, I guess I'm just. Oh, yeah.
I know.
Oh,
it's kind of annoying.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. So it's actually funny that now we're talking about this. So whenever I live stream on TikTok, my little status or whatever it's called always says, "Tired of the thirst traps? Hang out with me." I just sit there and I just talk to every single person. And
there you go. I like you already. See, what we need to do is we're furries, dude. We are not only just furries, we're VR chat furries. We are hated by world.
Oh, dude, I got something funny for that.
So, hates us.
So whenever I went to Denver, I was like, oh, there's a TikTok panel. I'm going to go to there. I'm going to see what they have to say. Maybe they have some kind of knowledge that could help me in making my videos and things like that, right? So I go there, and they have a lot of useful information. And this one of the people there, they go, now these VR chat content creator furries, they have it easy. I'm just like, Okay. I'll listen. I'm listening.
What?
Right? Yeah, I know, right? So hold on. And they go, they have it easy. They aren't sweating in a sexual suit, and they're kind of going on about it. I was like, okay. Well, then whenever it came to the Q&A, I walked up, and I was like, hey, I'm Foxy Ventures, and I'm a VR chat furry content creator. I know you hate me, and it's right there. And then you were like laughing. Mm-hmm. But I didn't actually realize that there was even a divide in the fandom with people who have suits and people who do the virtual side. And I thought that was really strange, because I was like, I thought we were all on the same team, right? And mm-hmm. I think it's because that suit is a really big investment, right? And they're like,
I spent $5,000 on my PC in full body setup.
I know, it's right?
The same price.
I know.
I don't know what the fuck they're talking about. By the way, we're all furries. I have the answer to why there's this egotistical divide that somebody's better than somebody. First of all, take the headset off, look in a mirror, or take the fursuit head off and look in the mirror.
Okay.
And I guarantee you 85% of our community is not very pretty. They are not pretty people. So sorry for the audience
watching,
but we all know this as a fact. There is not many pretty people in our fandom.
So, one of my friends, and I'm not going to say who it is, they go, oh, but that's the best thing about the furry fandom. It's like putting a bag over their head and going, turn around and bend over. It's like, oh my God.
There you go. Make yourself look like a little furry, and then you're hot.
And then
you hide under that mask, you're a whole new person.
And then you're no longer insecure
about your looks.
Also had a fan that we were talking and hanging out, and he goes, you know, outside of the furry fandom, he goes, I'm a straight guy. I was like, okay, I don't know how this is going to go down, but go ahead. And then he was like, yeah, so I go to furry conventions, and I have a boyfriend, but I can't do anything with him unless he's in the suit. I was like, oh, he goes, yeah, I can't do that. He's like, I can't.
It's sickening. It's sickening. No, it really is.
I thought it was funny.
It really is sickening.
But yeah,
but it's a sickening thing. Think about it. Okay, yeah, he made a joke, whatever. But did he mean it?
Oh yeah,
probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he might have idolized it as a joke, but legitimately, like, you and I are speaking. You are speaking to a red Nardo. What you're actually speaking to is what looks like a fucking 14-year-old with red curly hair and a backwards hat with the ice cream haircut that you hate from teenagers.
Okay.
That is what I look like. God only knows what you look like. I mean, in reality, I probably wouldn't even be speaking to you.
I don't know.
I would probably look right at you and be like, oh, that guy's fucking ugly. Or you'd look at me like, that kid is fucking retarded. Like, it's this disconnection of, we don't have to worry about looks anymore, so now we can just get to know each other personally. But once you get rid of that, you lose something called humbleism and insecurities. By the way, insecurities are a very, very important thing to becoming human. You have to have insecurities. If you have none, if you have no insecurities, you turn into Donald Trump, and you are now the best man in the world to yourself. And now nobody else matters to you, because you are the king, you are the boss, slay queen, pop off pussy girl.
So you're saying it becomes unbelievable if you have no, like, internal, like, monologue saying, you know, probably not do this, you know, I probably don't look good doing this, right? It's that kind of self-governing system is what you're saying. If you don't have that self-governing system, you pretty much become narcissistic because you think you're the best thing on the planet.
Well, self-governing is based off of impulsiveness. Okay. That's your impulsive level. I have no impulse. I'm very impulsive. I constantly say things I shouldn't. I'm constantly drunk. I do dumb shit. We're all human. We're all idiots. But at the end of the day, right, when it comes to insecurities, I mean the thing where you look in the mirror every day and you are unhappy with that. That is very important to keep in the back of your head, that you are not 100% perfect, and that you need to look at yourself every day, and I need you to throw up about something with yourself. And honestly, saying that out loud, it sounds like a really shitty thing to say, like, oh, I want you to be miserable. Not miserable. Understand that you are not Elon Musk. Mm-hmm. Please, for the love of God, okay? Like, we spend all this time hating and hating and hating each other, and, like, I'm always under this ideology that I want to be better. Every time I see Moonwave's videos, I want to be the best. I'm going to be better than him one day. I know it. I know exactly what you think. I know exactly how this fandom works. I've watched it for a very long time. It's very easy to figure out who I'm speaking to. Mm-hmm. It's very easy to see that this creator's fake, this one's not. I actually have a friend. I can't say it, okay? Me and Abraxas Sonnet. He's on my show. We talk a lot. Abraxas Sonnet, he's funny as fuck. He understands the same things that I do. So what we did is we did this little test, and it's still an ongoing test. We know this one guy that has this account with, like, unbelievable amount of followers, like close to Lucif, like maybe 150,000 followers.
Okay.
But here's the thing, it's not about an account. There's something wrong with, there's this one clip that every time that this guy makes a new account, he posts this one clip, it gets like 80 million views and like 150,000 followers. There's something wrong with the algorithm. It's actually a broken video. And I'm not even lying, dude. I will show this video to you, and I'll show you the account that I'm talking about after this. But, so what we do is we say, like, this guy now makes furry videos, right? Furry content videos. And they're very low viewed, obviously, because these followers are like, not botted, but they're not real,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah. It's kind of hard to explain. They're people, but they're not really loyal people following that account.
Okay.
Now, here's the crazy thing about it. We decided to do this thing where we tell people, hey, do you remember this guy from like a year ago? He's back. And then when they see 147,000 followers and they're like, oh, yeah, I know him, yeah. Do you guys want to go meet up with him? Yeah, oh my God. Then we brought him in the same room with them, and they're all over him. By the way, this guy's a nobody. This guy's name, he's a nobody. Like, just the average guy, and he's a half-bodied user. Like, he's a questy, everything. He's just the average dude on VR chat. Who just somehow broke the algorithm and makes really shitty, low-quality content. And just because he has that many followers, it blew my mind.
Do you think it might be because
actual creators that I'm friends with fell for it? No. He did not pay money for it. He actually showed me, like, what he does. He uploads a video, it goes super, super viral, and then it just gets him 100,000 followers.
Oh, wow.
There's something wrong. He didn't spend a dime on this account.
Wow.
He did it before, and then he got banned. But this test actually worked. My point being is that this test actually worked. People really did fall for that. That's what our fandom does, is they're just looking for the next content creator to suck off. Because why? What is the one thing that furries have in common? None of us really had a good life. You didn't end up on VR chat every day because your life went well. You didn't end up here because everything in the real world is going fantastic for you. Right? I'm here because this is the only thing I have left. My mom kicked me out, left me at an airport when I was 16. My father doesn't care about me. I work a full-time job. I have since I was 16. I've been homeless since I was 16, and I live in a one-bedroom apartment at being recently turned 18. So, like, I don't have anyone. Mm-hmm. I don't have any friends anymore. I don't have any family. That's why I'm here every day. This is all I've got. If I lost this,
you'd be lost.
It's over. It's over for me. I'm done. I have nothing else to live for.
So you get yourself.
I know there's a lot of people who agree. Not my social needs, my purpose.
Your purpose.
My genuine human purpose. And I find it really fucking offensive when people take this as a joke, or people take this as like, oh, I'm just gonna fuck around and just try to meet ride the next person that I see, or fall in love every 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It's crazy what people are so tricked by, because they see these cartoon characters and fall in love, and nobody sees it. Mind you, I was popular in high school. I was. I'm not going to sit here and meat ride myself, but I was. I was very popular in high school.
Okay.
I was not ugly. Absolutely not. So I had a choice in life, and I chose this. And I don't mind it. I really don't mind it. I like this.
So do you have a goal?
I have a lot to say about it.
Do you have a goal that you're shooting for? Is there something that you're wanting to do? Taking a big old gulp. There you go.
I don't know. Well, my goal is to build a community.
Your own community?
Because
or?
This fandom, as I've seen it, fall apart. Yeah. Okay. I already have it started. And I'm seeing so much boosting progress. People, like, I have this Discord server, my community. Okay. I make an announcement, I hang out with them. They're loyal followers. They're not just fuck around followers. No, they're loyal. They love my videos. I love them as people. I hang out with them. I take pictures with them. I befriend them. I join them when they're around. Like, everybody says to me, all of my fans say, I can't believe you actually joined me. I was just like inviting you as kind of like a joke, because like I didn't think you'd actually join. Like, this is crazy. I'm like, yeah, why wouldn't I? I'm not a fucking celebrity. I have so many requests slamming my DMs. I still get to them. It's not that hard, dude. Everybody thinks that they're a celebrity and they've all got these better things to do. If you don't watch out for your people, what fan base do you have? You just have a ton of random people who don't even know you. So, I'd rather have people like that are my brothers.
It's funny that you mentioned that.
And a community that can take care of each other.
So one of the best advice, or some of the best advice I've ever had, was if you're a leader, you take care of your people, and your people will take care of you. Right?
Wow. Whoever said that has the right mindset.
Of course.
It rhymes, so it makes sense.
But yeah, I think that I feel like if you're very genuine, and again, like you said, you're not really conceited, you're not self-centered, you actually talk to your fans, you talk to your people, you don't talk down to them, then people will see that. And I feel like it'll take longer to get to where you want to be, but way that you're the path that you take that's getting there is more concrete. It's not flimsy, because people know that you are genuine, and that they're like, yeah, I can actually have a conversation with this dude. Right.
Right. You got that.
Yeah.
Okay. I have a new kind of segment, but another idea. Okay. So there is one thing that this community has always and always pissed me off about. Like I said with the thirst talkers and shit, the thirst traps and shit, how everybody bases this community on the next person they're going to fuck. That ruins it for people who are underage. A lot of my followers are underage. And you know what I do around them? I act like myself. Because they're still fucking people. And every time I see a creator in a room with a child, they're always like, oh, he's a minor, guys. We have to be quiet, guys. Shut the fuck up, dude. Like, a 16-year-old hasn't heard of irking off. Okay, I'm not saying make all these lewd jokes and try to have sex with the children, which is another big problem. But what I'm saying is there is a huge divide between 17 and 18 in our fandom.
Mm-hmm.
A 17-year-old with a 19-year-old is obliviously wrong to some people, where they'll be like, oh, that's a gap, that's an age gap, that's really strange, that's a really strange thing to do. You know, that's a minor, that's a child, you know, a 20-year-old, you know, and a 17-year-old, that sounds wrong
in a legal setting. And I'm not going into the whole consent thing, right? So in the legal setting, they take into account whether it's in the age range, which is generally 3 years plus or minus wherever. Right, because
depends on the state.
No. Oh, yes, but the way I'm going with this is, like, let's say you're 17, right, and you end up and you're in high school, and then you get with a 16-year-old, right? That's in the same age range. Does that make sense? Like, as far as the legal setting, like in the courts, this is what they will see. The statutes are what the lawmakers make. The courts are what judges everything. Get it? Judge. They judge you. But anyway.
Courts and laws. That's all they ever talk about.
I know.
It's like you. That's what they do every time I mention this.
Yeah.
Everybody jumps straight to the worst possible conclusion. But if they ended up going to court. Nobody ends up going to court in VR chat. Nobody.
Yeah, you're right.
Nobody goes to court. Jinxie VR sent like 3 dick pics to 16-year-olds and is still to this day making content.
Oh, dear God.
And nobody's called the cops. Like, everybody knows where he lives. Nobody's called the cops on him. But you know why? Because it's pointless. It's a pointless ideology to do. Because it's not even going to work. The cops are going to look at you like, really? Like, what am I supposed to do with this? Sending actual photos to a child, that is something you can get in trouble for.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that it's a very specific thing. What I'm talking about is the way this community treats them.
Okay.
A 17-year-old is not allowed in an NSFW server, not allowed to be around these lewd jokes or anything that's lewd in the lobby, anything that's like that. You are no longer allowed to be this. You are treated as lesser. You are treated as a child. You are treated as a child and a child. When the day... The day, and by the way, I know so many creators, 17, 18, 19, I've seen them have their 18th birthdays, I've seen this, and I've had it myself. The day you turn 18, mm-hmm. there will be 30-year-olds, 20-year-olds, people of all ages trying now fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the insane thing. The 30-year-old that just spoke to me 15 days before my 18th birthday... was not interested, did not want to talk to me, did not want to accept my advice, did not care about me, does not want anything to do with me, sees me as an annoying child. I turn 18, and that whole thing changed. I have been homeless since I was 16. Mm-hmm. I have been working full-time at my job since I was 16. I did not have mommy and daddy at home. I was 16 and 17, I was 17, working my ass off, trying to pay my rent. And I was treated like a fucking baby. Like a fucking child. Like I was lesser than human. And I found that crazy. I found that insane to me. And then I turned 18 in March.
So you felt like you were a subclass of citizen, right? You felt like
I was
below everyone else.
Not felt. Okay. I was.
Mm-hmm.
It was every single lobby I went into. Constantly. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
I have a friend named Woofer VR. I'm not calling Woofer out on anything. Woofer is one of the greatest people I know.
Okay.
He's a very nice guy. Anybody that's met him can vouch that he's amazing. But he did something very fucking weird to me. Only once. And it involved another creator named Slushy, who's now officially 18. At the time, I'm 18. Slushy's 17. 18 and 17. We are literally the same age. By a few months. Unbelievable. So, they were making a video, and I just came out of nowhere while they were recording, and I just started kissing Slushy, like, as a joke, right? I was like, right? And they were like, dude, no, man, no, you can't do that, dude. No, Shadow, you're gonna get in trouble. Shadow, oh, dude, no, bro, you can't do that, because you're an adult, and that's a minor. My mind actually flew out of my skull. Like, it flew out. Like I just took this kid's pants off and fucked him on video. That was insane to me. The way that I was just, like, immediately... Like, I just stood there. I was baffled. I was like, there is no way I was just told this. There is no way I was just told this. He turns 18 the day he turns 18. The day he did, he was invited to every NSFW server. He was now no longer looked at as a child. Nobody had anything to say about him now. That's the world we live in. That is this world that we live in. Hmm. VR chat. That is how everybody sees everybody now.
VR chat or the furry?
And by the way, by the way, 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds that were groomed by adults, I'm not buying it. I'm going to look straight at your camera, and I'll say it a million times, I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it, dude.
Okay.
You are not a victim. You are 17 and 16 years old. Grow a pair of fucking balls. I can name 9 countries off the top of my head right now that you are considered now a father to 3 children at 17. But in America, you are still a baby.
Poor me. Poor me.
You knew exactly what you were doing when you were talking to that 30-year-old man trying to get a dick pic from him. You knew. And you knew the day that he was going to do it, you were going to now expose him. I am not saying that I am not defending any adults that are sending this to them. That is 100% their fault. But it's also the fault of the child. Why does the 16 and 17-year-olds get away with this? Where they get these photos explicitly, and now they're just innocent. Poor me. I was groomed and manipulated. No, the fuck you weren't. You're a junior and a senior in high school. Grow the fuck up. Are you serious right now? Are you serious? You can legally drive. What the fuck? Where'd I go? Anyway.
Oh, God.
I'm dying. You can legally drive now. You are now registered to motorize a vehicle on a public road. Yet you are a victim to grooming? Online? And it took how many weeks of DMing this adult that you realized it was wrong? Right. You didn't. Because you didn't care. Because nobody gives a fuck.
I think the biggest
case... And then once they get exposed... Go ahead.
Okay. As I was going to say, the I think the biggest case was... I think it was not even a year ago. There was a... God, I can't remember how old the dude was. He's fucking 30s or late 20s, somewhere in there. And he was talking to a minor... I want to say he was like 14 or maybe even 16. And the dude drove... To where this this teenager was, right? This kid. And they tried to run away together. And then they went across state lines. And I believe the FBI ended up getting them. I think...
That's way different.
Oh, yeah. So...
That's mentally ill teenagers and mentally ill adults.
It was
that
it was
need
bad.
To be put in psych words.
And they started off in Roblox. And then they were in VR chat. And eventually, they were like, we need to run away together. And they tried. And
I believe
that
it.
Dude's, that dude's in fucking
prison now. I sadly believe it. I bet you it was the e-girls. I bet you it was an e-girl and an e-guy.
It may have, yeah.
I bet you it was a young e-girl with an e-boy. I bet you. I bet you $100
Well, I mean, it was cash, if you look that up. It was a junior boy and an adult man. So, this is one of those.
Junior boy.
Yeah.
A junior boy, 16,
yeah,
17,
minor, whatever you want to call it.
Wow,
a minor, yeah.
Wow, that sounds like a mentally ill child.
Yeah. Now that may have been actual grooming, because who knows how long they were talking prior to this happening, right? So that,
to run away with somebody, yeah. Got to be a long time.
Oh fuck, yeah, because they started off on Roblox and then went into VR chat, and you got to know that this is over a long period of time. It had to have been. And yeah, then that, I was like, oh, that is no bueno. That is bad. And
I don't know, bro. Come to think of it, me fucking adults right now, like, I don't just do it in VR chat, dude. I fuck adults in real life. I fuck 30-year-olds. I fuck 25-year-olds. And you know what? I still feel the exact same way as I was when I was 17. Mm-hmm. What changes? First of all, mind-blowingly, most people don't know this, but there's actually less states in America that say that 18 is the age of consent. Did you know that New York is 17? Did you know that Kansas is 16? Did you know that Japan is 14? Did you know that West Africa, most countries are 12?
Yeah.
12? 12! And we're worried about a 17-year-old that ran away or got some weird picture sent. You knew exactly what you were doing when that happened to you. You were not a victim to grooming or rape online. Stop fucking with me on this. You can't bring me to your victimization of ideologies. You literally can't.
So what you're saying is...
You will never bring me down with it.
So what you're saying is it's not only the adult's fault. For these incidents happening,
no,
right, is what you're saying,
and I think these children should be punished equally, if not lesser, but almost equally. I think the adults that do this should be put to death. But other than that, I think that the children who do this, aka the children, the 16 and 17 year olds who are in my age group, mm-hmm. should be removed from all platforms because they are now a walking red flag. And the fact that I know so many young creators that are doing this, cough, cough, fuck you, Hexel the Husky, it's that. That's all it is. It's these 16-year-olds that purposely victimize themselves and purposely go out there to get victimized. It's crazy to me that we let them get away with this. You poor thing. You poor thing. No, you knew exactly what you were doing. It's wild. It's a wild thing. It's a crazy fucking world we live in right now.
So, would you say that...
I don't want to believe it.
I got you. Would you say that that the fandom, our fandom, right, is more or less inclined to do this? Or is it just VR chat or just like Roblox?
Our whole fandom.
All of it? Like all of it altogether?
Our whole fandom.
Our whole fandom is
based off of sex.
Yeah.
By the way, ask any adult, ask your parents, what's a furry? Most of them will tell you that it's a sexual thing where they all fuck in suits. That is what most adults, millennials, I'm sorry, and like the generations before us will tell you that that is what the fandom is. They're weird costume furry people that fuck in hotel rooms, which is true. They fuck in the hotel rooms like nonstop. Mm-hmm. Our most of our fan, most of the people you watch on TikTok are on Twitter and are in so much porn, so much porn. It's unbelievable. Even the greatest creators with the finest print of creativity, Chaotic Eclipse, he's constantly on Pornhub. Tormline constantly in Pornhub. It's these creators with all this nice, amazing talent. Oh wow, look at these. Moonwave, crazy on Twitter, insane if you find him on Twitter. It's these creators that run our community. They run our fandom, and they have so much power, and they don't even realize what they could do with that power. Things like making people look up to them and helping these people become better with themselves, become better with each other, find a family for them. Mm-hmm. But instead, now they're idolizing a porn star. And then they're going to get into porn. And that's this endless cycle since 1992. And we're never going to break it unless we work together on this.
Of course. Now, I think that might be... man, I keep jumping in this chair. It might be the fact that, like you said, people are kind of doing anything they can to try and get those likes, right? Trying to get those followers. And what's the one thing that pretty much everybody has in common? Horniness.
We're right? All horny.
Exactly. Everybody. Everybody and their brother. Everybody gets it. You know, some people are like, oh, aces, you know, whatever. You know, I get that. But that's not... Where did you go? Yeah, that's not a... It's not normal to not be attracted to something, right? And this fandom, like... I shouldn't even say this fandom. It's just social media as a whole. Because I don't know if you've ever just sit there and swipe through TikTok, but this is actually why I started doing the whole, hey, tired of the thirst traps, come hang out with me, right? Was because I kept seeing all these TikTok creators, quote unquote creators. God dang it, I keep saying this thing. And I saw this one woman, she had this skirt, right? That was just right at the very, as high as it could go, except for showing her crotch, right? And she had a fan blowing right on her that's making the skirt go. And I know she knows what she was doing, right? And everyone was like, oh, is it going to go up higher? Is it going to go, just keeping them there, right? And I was just like, this is cheap, right? This stuff is cheap. It has no quality, and as you start swiping, you start seeing more and more and more of it. Like, oh, look, I'm cooking in your underwear? Who the fuck does that? And right? It's like, you ain't gonna be cooking bacon.
Who the fuck spends money on OnlyFans, by the way? Why? Why the fuck would you even buy it to see porn?
Yeah,
do push-ups. That would be like Andrew Tate, but I mean, he's kind of right. Do push-ups! Stop paying to see a woman's ass and do push-ups, then maybe you'll get an actual girl.
I think that
it's crazy.
I think that you would do just fine in the Reddit or in the subreddit called NoFap. Have you ever heard of it?
NoFap. I've heard of that. Yeah.
You get by the way, four words for you. Nothing. What's that?
Four words for you, and I feel like I'm the only one that hates this guy. I need more bullets. Fuck that guy.
I need more.
You've
bullets.
Never seen that? Mm-mm. I need more bullets. I need more bullets. I need more bullets. I need more. You've never seen that?
No.
Are you kidding me? Everybody knows that guy. I need more bullets. Not this I need guy. More bullets.
Tell me about him.
Dude, he's this dude that goes on TikTok lives and he just like puts this like strap on that makes his ass super fat and jiggly and jumps up and down and shoots Nerf guns, and there's like always like 15,000 people watching the live. Holy and he's shit. Getting like he's making like $8,000 a week.
Oh my god,
$8,000 a week from just shaking his ass, dude. And most of the people that watch him, they're just like they think it's funny as fuck. Nobody's actually like, it's not even like a porn thing. I'm pretty sure that he's just doing it for the laughs.
Oh, of course.
I'm pretty sure.
I think he's doing it for the money. I think he's doing it for the money.
For the money, yeah.
I think he originated it with the laughs.
But, right. See, at the end of the day, I can't even be, like, too mad at these people because they're just doing what they can to make the best money that they can in this economy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I keep seeing these videos, though, on TikTok where there's all these videos. It's crazy. This one lady in this video had, like, 200,000 likes. And at first, I was like, yeah. She's like, why are we complaining about all this when the billionaires are running our system right now? And I'm like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, that sounds smart. Wow. You know what? And she's like, ever since COVID hit, everything's gotten worse. All of this money and talking about how money's gone up and everything. And then she says the word Republicans. And I'm like, oh, no. She starts blaming the Republicans on everything. But here's the thing. She just contradicted herself. Who has been running this country, this economy, and this entire world since 2020? The Democrats, the socialists, the people of equality. Yeah, ever since they came to town, riots and riots and inflation. That's all I've seen. And the border crisis. By the way, Biden's rebuilding the wall, the south border, after he promised. And I just think it's crazy that these people are constantly blaming the Republicans on this. I don't believe it. And by the way, this lady lived in California and was complaining about inflation. Who runs California? Who? Oh, yeah. Gavin Newsom is the name of the governor. He is a huge libtard. And he's ruined it. I actually lived in California. I saw the gas prices. I saw mortgage rates. I saw it all.
Yep.
I saw it all. I lived in Southern California next to the border. I lived in San Diego, dude. I saw the border crisis. I saw the inflation crisis. I saw it all. And I saw who was running our people, our mayor, our governor, all Democrat, ruining it. You go to Tennessee and you see the mortgage rates and you see it in Texas too, you'll see that these places are much better to live in. Every Republican state is better when it comes to financial crisis. Right? But no, they're the ones fucking the country up. By the way, it's not Republicans or Democrats, it's the billionaires in general. Stop pointing fingers at these parties and start pointing fingers at the corrupt billionaires running our system. I'm no socialist, I'm no communist, I'm right-wing. But I'm at this understanding that whatever capitalism we're doing right now is not working, and we need to do something about it.
So I,
my opinion is mine.
Oh, I got you. So I believe that, that really, both sides are doing what they believe is the best decision for the country, right? The Democrats really want to help. They want to help people, but they may not be doing it in the right ways, right? They're like, because how does the saying go? There's a saying that goes along the lines of, if you grow up and you become an adult as a liberal, you have no brain, right? And if you grow up as a conservative, you have no heart. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense, right? Because
that does
although,
make sense.
Although all these, like, we look at California, for instance, right? All of these policies that they put into place that really hurt their state, there's a reason why they're doing it, because they're trying to help someone, right? But however, the way that they're doing it, it's not practical, right? If we look at businesses in the state of California, what are all the big businesses doing? They're leaving, right? And here's another one. Everyone likes to say, oh, gerrymandering is really bad, gerrymandering, whatever you want to call it, right? But the whole purpose of that is to adjust the representative districts in correlation to population. Well, the Democrats, right, the left, I shouldn't even say the Democrats, I should just say the left. But what they are wanting to do is they want to get rid of it.
I think that only applies for the House of Representatives, right? Or does it count for electoral?
This is just a... Okay, so this is for the House of Representatives, okay? And what happens is, as people move out of a state, that state loses seats in the House of Representatives, okay?
Right, yeah.
So what the left is trying to do is they're trying to get rid of gerrymandering, whatever you want to call it, so that it's stationary. Okay, so it doesn't matter if people leave, only a handful of states will be able to have a say in anything. So California, New York, Massachusetts, Texas, and Florida would be the only votes. This is why it's important to have this, right? Because if only five states have a say in anything, that's that defeats the whole purpose of having 50 states.
It defeats it.
Right?
So why the fuck would I be in Alaska listening to Florida?
Exactly. Why should one state that has nothing to do...
Why should the desert tell me how to live in the forest?
Yeah. Or why should the urban areas tell me how I should hunt, right?
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like I can see where they're coming from, but then they start using something that happens that's not even applicable to where they are, right? They use something that happens across the country and try to use that as a justification for doing ungodly things all over the entire country. And it's really bad.
Yeah.
And
there was a shooting in California. Take the guns away from West Virginia residents.
Yeah. Yeah. Things what? Like that. It's kind of it's kind of ridiculous, right? And I really feel bad for the citizens of that live in these cities, because since the whole George Floyd riots, right, everything's just gotten really bad because nobody wants to be a cop anymore. The cities are overrun with crime. You shouldn't have a city nicknamed Chirac, right, as a nickname for Iraq, because there's so many fucking shootings. Like, that shouldn't be a thing. But then when people just go into saying, I'm a victim, there's no backbone behind anything that they say. That
victimization.
That, yeah. That it gets rid of the ability to take responsibility for your own actions. Like, how does somebody 50 years ago...
We lost that.
...have anything to do... Like, something that happened 50 years ago, 100 years ago, affect you today, right?
You there are you responsible go. And that's for why everybody's action. So damn oppressed.
When we don't...
Oh, I'm gay. I was oppressed 50 years ago.
Whenever we don't take responsibility for our actions and we're able to blame it on things, the whole purpose of law is dissolved. Because law...
You're absolutely right.
...requires responsibility of the individual's actions. We shouldn't be labeling every single person... into a group or into just a cardboard cutout of whatever it is that they decide. They should be.
But the question
how
is,
how am I gonna learn about you, right? How am I gonna learn about that person over there? That person isn't just left. That person isn't just right. They have their own opinions about all sorts of things. They don't necessarily
that's
just
hard,
circle
though.
The D or the R on whenever
that's
they
hard
go.
Though.
Well, that's the point
okay,
of politics.
That's hard, though.
Yeah.
One person. You're looking at one person, though. Mm-hmm. But what's important is, the question is, are stereotypes a actual legitimate way to look at life? Sometimes. But when you came to the victimization of it, like, mm-hmm. if you turn around right now, you'll see a city behind you. Okay. Now, when you take a look at that city, there's Chicago. No way you're going to learn 500,000 people. Oh, this is Chicago. Yeah, I can actually see the tower. Okay.
Chirac.
There's no way you're going to be able to be like, dude, oh my God, holy shit, I'm going to get to know every single person in Chicago. You can't. But what you can do is, when you look at New York City right now,
okay.
What is going on with the African American population? In New York City and Chicago and these big cities, inner city African American populations are currently going through something that they like to call a teen takeover. If you want any more information on that, you can actually go watch Candace Owens on the Daily Wire. Okay, you'll actually get every single bit of information that you'll get.
Okay,
but what's going on right now is there's a ton of riots around the country from these young black Americans that are looting stores for no reason. Like, did you hear about what happened to Kai Cenat? The dude was just trying to do a nice little giveaway. His whole black audience decided to raid the streets. raid the streets. And you can say, oh, there was five white people in the audience. Dude, it's obvious. I'm not racist for saying it. It's obvious. It's happening. And everybody's ignoring it. And then some people try to say, well, slavery existed 100 years ago. That's why. No. No. The CIA did not put crack in the neighborhoods. Fine. Even if they did, dude, just don't do crack. It's just don't do crack. Stop being a victim. Don't do crack. It's like, what? But what's happening in California?
Oh, no. It's pretty much the same thing where people are getting in. Actually, they're coordinating things on like Facebook and Instagram and all this other stuff. But they are coordinating pretty much store raids. So they'll get 25, 30 people, and then, or even, I think the biggest one was like 100, but they get all these people together and they just rush into the store, steal everything they can, and then just leave. Like, who's going to stop them? Because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, let's defund the police. Let's not hold anybody accountable for anything. I don't want to prosecute anybody. And if we look at another one that's kind of funny is New Mexico. So I don't know if you've heard about what the governor did over there. They did an executive emergency order for banning guns in the city of Albuquerque, basically completely, right? And no open carry, no nothing. You can't do anything. Underneath the guise of a public health crisis, because she started saying that the number one cause of death in New Mexico was gun deaths, right? But the statistics that she stated were, and I was listening to it and I was like, this is jank. So the way that she said it, she goes, gun violence, which they like to include suicide, justified police shootings, they like to include accidental death, self-defense, and then intentional homicide, and all of these factors into quote-unquote gun violence, which is very, very misconstrued.
Let me guess.
Right.
Most of those guns weren't even registered.
No. No, it has nothing to do with that. So what she was saying in the statistic was gun violence, quote-unquote, right, which included all these factors, is the number one cause of death from kids aged 1 to 19. Well, last time I checked, 18 and 19-year-olds aren't children, right? Especially in law. So they're already fudging it that way. Then, if you look at New Mexico, they don't have a gun problem. They have a gang problem. They have a very bad gang problem. And what are the majority... Yeah. What is the majority of the age group in gangs? Young.
Children.
Like very, they're like teenagers, right? Teenagers, young adults. This is the age group that is in the gangs. This is the problem. And New Mexico's prison system is really bad. Like they got rid of a lot. They got rid of solitary confinement. They don't hold anybody accountable for anything in the prisons. Then whenever they get out, what do? They go to they teach everybody else how to do all this crime. It's really bad. But I believe it ended up getting shut down by the courts. And thank God. Because even very, very left-leaning people were like, whoa, you are violating the Second Amendment already. And yeah, they were. And she was. So I thought that was kind of an interesting thing because there's a big push to take away our rights in this country, and I really don't like it. So a big one is hate speech. Okay. Hate speech isn't a thing, okay? And I say that and I know I'll probably get flack for it, but in reality, in legal sense, hate speech is not a thing. Okay. It's something that something that the left kind of made up because they want to help protect their people. And I get it, right? I get it. However, that contradicts the freedom of speech. And freedom of speech protects political speech. Doesn't protect all speech. Okay? A call to action is not protected by the First Amendment. A protest,
yes,
a call to action is saying, hey, everybody here, let's go over here, or you guys should go over there and do this, right? That's a call to action. You should go hurt this person. You should just go over here, raid this store. That's a call to action. That's not protected by the U.S. Constitution. And people like to say, oh, I have the freedom to free speech and expression. No, you don't. You have the freedom of free speech, which is political speech. Expression is an action. It's a call to action. You don't have the freedom to do that. That is not true. And it's very concerning, because I already know where this is coming from, and you might think that I'm weird about this, but all of this stuff is misinformation that Russia and China have developed to create division in this country through bot farms. And that started in the mid 2010s. So, and it's really bad. Russia and China are the ones who are really putting the divide between us, and they are creating a polar political system to where everybody is just, there is no exceptions. There is no conversation going on anymore. It's just, you're either this or you're this. And if you're not this, then we hate you. And it's really bad. There needs to be give and take. And that's what we've always done in this country. Up until probably the past, about the past 15 years. And it's very upsetting. Because these are my countrymen, right? My countrymen and women. And we need to band together and hold these countries accountable, and because they are driving a wedge between us. I love all my
So
American
what I'm hearing is nuke Iraq because they have weapons of mass destruction.
My God.
No. George Bush was right. Okay. Oh my God. No, I'm kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
You know what? I think this was... How long has this been?
It has been almost an hour, but with you leaving, I'd say about 55 minutes. I usually do just over an hour.
Should we cut it here? Because I'm starting to feel sick sitting in the same spot. I need to lay down.
Absolutely, man. Well, I want to thank you for joining me, and I think we had a pretty good conversation.
I think we did, too. I will happily check out wherever this is posted and shout you out big time.
All right, man. I appreciate it. And y'all take care. Thanks for joining us.